It's Wednesday, January 8th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Trump tweets all is well as Iran launches a missile attack on a U.S. base in Iraq. Meanwhile, the White House quietly begins to decimate Social Security disability insurance benefits for hundreds of thousands of Americans. And lastly, a new study shows Medicare for All could actually save the United States over $600 billion every year.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Iran fired multiple missiles into Iraq on Tuesday evening, targeting U.S. military sites in retaliation for the recent American drone strike that killed one of its top generals. The U.S. military has said that it is still assessing casualties, but there is no additional activity from Iran. Javad Zarif, Iran's foreign minister, tweeted, quote, "Iran took and concluded proportionate measures in self-defense under Article 51 of the UN Charter," unquote. Zarif said that Iran is not seeking escalation of war, but added that the country will defend itself against any aggression. After the attack, Donald Trump opted not to address the nation, tweeting instead, quote, "All is well. Missiles launched from Iran at two military bases located in Iraq. So far, so good," unquote. HuffPost is reporting that a recent Trump administration proposal could force thousands of Americans to lose Social Security disability insurance benefits. Under the proposed change, the government would look more closely at whether certain disability insurance recipients still qualify as disabled after they've already been awarded those benefits. The regulation could affect hundreds of thousands of SSDI and Supplemental Security Income recipients, potentially ending benefits for tens of thousands. The rule would not take effect until sometime after the administration releases a final version, for which no date has been set. And as with other regulations the administration has issued without input from Congress, a lawsuit could stop it.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
Insurers and healthcare providers in the United States spent a staggering $812 billion on paperwork and other administrative burdens in 2017 alone, bureaucratic costs that could be dramatically reduced by switching to a single-payer system like Medicare for All. That's according to a study published Monday in the journal Annals of Internal Medicine, which found that administrative costs amounted to 34% of total U.S. national health expenditures in 2017. That's twice the amount Canada spent on healthcare administration that same year. The study's authors noted that U.S. healthcare providers impose a hidden surcharge on patients to cover their costly administrative burden. The study found that U.S. insurers and providers spent $2,497 per person on healthcare administration in 2017, while Canada spent just $551 per capita. The study is the first comprehensive analysis of administrative costs in the U.S. since 1999. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told Democrats in a closed-door meeting Tuesday night that she would not move to transmit articles of impeachment to the Senate until she learns more about how the other chamber would conduct the trial. This according to the Washington Post. Politico reports that top House Democrats' plans to push a measure limiting the Trump administration's war-making powers are in flux following an Iranian missile attack Tuesday on U.S. bases inside Iraq. Joe Biden told donors on Tuesday that he believes Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will suddenly become, quote, mildly cooperative with Democrats once Donald Trump is no longer president. And lastly, the New York Times is reporting that a longtime Facebook executive told employees in a memo that the company had, quote, a moral duty not to tilt the scales against President Trump as he seeks re-election. On Monday, Trump claimed that Mark Zuckerberg told him he was, quote, number one on Facebook at a dinner last year. That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today, live at noon or later, wherever your podcasts are found.